Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the last Mishnah in this, the third Perek. Se'ar Bechor Balmum Shenashar V'Nicho B'Chalon. In the previous Mishnah, we talked about the permission, the Chatchila, to tear out wool from a Bechor Balmum, and now we're looking at what happens if it falls out on its own and you put it in the window to see, sort of let it wait. V'chakach shchato, and then you slaughtered it. Akavya ben Mahalel Matir. Here you didn't leave it in place, but you put it in the window. Akavya ben Mahalel says you can now use the wool after the animal was killed. V'chachamim Mosrin, the very Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machloket is that Akavim and Mahalel and Chachamim disagree about a case where you afterwards slaughtered the Bechor Balmum. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo bazei ter Akavim and Mahalel. That's not the case where Akavim and Mahalel was matir. The language is a little bit murky. We'll fix it a little bit later. Ela se'ar Balmum shenashar v'nicho b'chalon. Same case, v'chakach mate, but then it died on its own. Bezer Akavim and Mahalel matir v'chachamim Mosrin. That's where the machloket is. We'll see what the frame here is. And the end of the Mishnah is Tzemrah Medudal B'Bechor. If you have wool that's just sort of hanging out and isn't really connected, Etchenerei Magiza Mutar. That which, after it dies and you're allowed to shear it, the stuff that comes off with the shearing is Mutar. Generally, Etchenerei Magiza, but if it was so far out that, disconnected and hanging, that it doesn't look like it's part of the Giza, then Asur. Now, Michlal Dasar, our question here is about Rabbi Yossi's presentation. He says, Lo bazei tir Akavim Mahalel. You mean Akavim Mahalel is Oser in a case where he shechted? Hash to be made shari, if it died on its own, he allows it. Shechato, and by if he shechted it, he's gonna not allow it? So the answer is, Lo bazei tir Akavim Mahalel Mosrim. That's not the case where they disagreed and Chachamim prohibited. He says the opposite. Shchato divrei kol shari. Chachamim agree with Akavim and Mahalel that you may use the wool if you shechted it. That's Rabbi Yossi's version. Ki pligi b'meit. Their disagreement is only when it died on its own. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Amar Reish Lakish, machloket b'shehi v'tiro mumchet. Now Reish Lakish makes the following statement: the machloket Akavim and Mahalel, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is if you shechted it, and according to Rabbi Yossi is only if it died. If they shechted it, they all agree it's mutar. All of that is only if a mumche had already approved that this animal had a mum and you could shecht it, you just didn't get around to it yet. That the Chachamim say the reason it's asur is you may then, once you find out that it's Bechor Balmum, you may just leave it around and not shecht it, waiting for more and more wool to fall out. Says we don't have such a concern. But if a mumche did not yet approve it, everybody agrees it's asur. That's Rav Shlokish's position. Rav Shesh has the following challenge. That's the Braita. Balimum mean our oser even in the smallest amount, which we think means if a balmum gets mixed up with regular kodshim, then they're all asur. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you look into it. Meaning investigate. Now let's see. Vavinan ba'ma yivukar, what does that mean? Ilema the balmum hu velish kalei. If it means look in and find which is the balmum and take it out, we call Tanakam Amar Lav, or Tanakam would not agree to that. If you know that an animal has a broken leg and you can find which one it is and pull it out, obviously everybody would agree. We think. So Nachman Amar Ravua, this is still part of Rosheshit's challenge. Hacha begizat b'chor balmum askinan. We're not talking about an animal that's a b'chor balmum, just find which one it is. We're talking about giza of a balmum, that's a balmum. Shintavu begizay chulin, that got mixed up with the other gizot of chulin, not animals of kodshim, but gizot of chulin. And they say that all of it is asur. Uman Tanakama, so who's Tanakama who says it's asur? Point blank. Rabbi Yudai. So they say, no matter what happens to the animal afterwards, whether you died or you shechted it, and certainly while it's still alive, the rabbanon say you can't use the wool. So therefore, it's also b'cholshu. For Biyosi, the tameh damar nishchatu shar abanon. Biyosi is following his own reason that says if you shecht it, then everybody will agree it's mutar. And so therefore, if once you shecht it, then that's what yivukar means. Tani yivukar, now my yivukar, what does that mean? Lav imum kavua imum overhu. So yivukar means let it be investigated, do a bikoret. Isn't the bikoret to see whether it's a mum kavua or mum over, meaning that you didn't yet have somebody approve it, and yet Rabbi Yossi is going to say that Rabbanan would say it's mutar, which is against Reish Lakish. This question is easy to respond to. He says, what does Yivukar mean? It's such an equivocal term, it could mean almost anything. He says, Yivukar means not investigate whether or not it has a mum, investigate whether or not the mum would already been approved. If it had already been approved, then everybody will agree that the wool is mutar. That's an easy way to answer it. Kisalik Ravin, Amar L'Shmatei Kamar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Ravin brought this entire analysis from Rav Sheshet and Rava to Eretz Yisrael, to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rav Bavloi, Tif Shoy, he had one of his caustic statements. These foolish Babylonians, they sit in a darkened land, therefore they say dark statements. And don't they know what our Rabbi Yochanan said? That the machloket, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, in that braita is only when you checked for a mum and you didn't find it. Meaning, it's again an animal that went into a bunch of kochim. And you went and you checked, and you could not find any animal with a mum, but you knew there's a baal mum there. They're simply replicating the machloket Ramei and Rabbanan about a beta pas, an area field where you know that there's a kever there. He said, if you have a field and you know that there's a kever there, you know that this area is tamei until you find the kever. Meaning you could dig everything up and not find a kever, it's still not proven, which is Chachamim's position, that even if you do bikoret and find that none of these animals have a mum, nonetheless you know that the baal mum went in there, it's still, the whole thing's asur. Chachamim say, no, dig up that field till you get to bedrock, Mother Earth. If you don't find it there, it's mutar. Alright, so that's how Rav Chiya Bar Abba quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying what the machloket is in that bright, that's not about hair, it's about animals. Rav Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he has a different take on it, machloket shebadak umatza, that the machloket Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim is when you checked and you found the baal mum. Rabbi Yossi says, that solved the problem, we know what the baal mum is, take it out, and Chachamim say, not good enough. He probably pulled to the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And they're replicating the machloket again about a sadesh and avad bakever of Rebbe and Rashbag. Tanya sadesh avad bakever nichas b'tocha tamei. If you have a field like that and you walk in, you're tamei. Nimtza b'tocha kever, but if you find the kever, nichas b'tocha tahor. Once you go into the rest of the field, you're tahor because you know which kever it is. Shani omer, who kever shavad, who kever shnimtza. The same kever that we know was lost, that's the one you must have found. Divi Rebbe. No, you have to check the entire field. Maybe that's the kever, maybe that's another kever. And so the same thing is Rabbi Yossi will say Yivukar, and if you find the baal mum, that's the one. And Chacham will say, not necessarily, there might be another baal mum here. Now, Rabbi Asi, so parenthetically, why did they have different reports of Rabbi Yochanan? Why did Rabbi Asi not like the first version? He said, in the case of the field, when you dug and didn't find anything, the reason that Rabbi Yossi could say, and Chacham could say in that braita, that if you dig up the entire field and don't find anything, you would say whatever tumah was there was taken away by an animal. A raven took it, a rat took it. And so that's why when you dug, you didn't find it. You can explain reality based on what you found, and it all works. But here, then we know there's a baal mum in the flock. And so therefore, it must have gone somewhere, so obviously it didn't look hard enough. The Idach and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's take is, Eimar mum over ha-vivitzi. He'll say, yeah, very simply what happened is a baal mum went in with a wart. And then, by the time you were looking, the wart was gone, and therefore you didn't find it. So you checked everything, you're good to go. Chiya Bar Abba, my time, along with Asi. Why didn't Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba like Rabbi Asi's comparison to Rebbe and Rashbag? I understand why in a field, you have reason to say there might be another kever, meaning you found one, it might be a different one, and you didn't necessarily find all of them. Dark al mikbar ba, because people bury in a field. Covering the shachrin, just like the one guy we know about buried and we don't know where it is, another guy buried. So the kever you found was somebody else's. Elokotchim, kevin de bagtulam rakaimi, but in the case of kotchim, once you check them all and you know that they're all standing there, darkai the maple boom muma, is it possible that there'd be another mum here? In other words, once you checked and you found the one baal mum, that should be good enough. So therefore, that can't be the parallel. And Rabbi Asi will say, no, because the animals are hanging around, they're frisky with each other, they might create another mum even after you checked. Okay, so there's two different ways of looking at it, but either way, Rabbi Yochanan interpreted the Braita as not being about hair and have nothing to do with this issue, but rather about animals, a balmum that gets mixed up, and whether checking and not finding anything would be Rabbi Yossi's position, or finding something, and even in that case, Rabbanan would say, not good enough, there might still be another balmum. Okay. Meitave, watch this challenge. If you pull wool off of a Bechor Tam, even though afterwards it got a mum and you shechted it, asur. You still can't use the Seyar. Tam ad Tam. So it's clearly because it was a Tam, not a Balmum. Ha Balmum Shari, indicating that if it's a Balmum, it's Mutter. Even though Mumche didn't look at it yet, because all we're saying is that if it's a Bechor Tam, then it's Asur. But if it's a Bechor Balmum, it should be Mutar, even though Mumche didn't look at it. Again, a challenge to Rav Rish Lakish. The answer is Tana call Echad Loitir Mumche Tam Karilei. The Tana calls any animal that wasn't yet checked Tam. It's Tam until we have a definition of Balmum, not until we think it's a Balmum. So Lema Katanoi, maybe this entire thing of Rish Lakish's position of Mumche has to look at it first is a Machol Katanaim. Hatolish Tzem B'chor Tam, Afishon Alad B'mum Mishchato Asur, as we just saw. B'chor Balmum, the rest of that Tosefta in Perek Bet, the rest of Tosefta is B'chor Balmum Shtalash Meru B'Harkach Meit. If you have a balmum and you pulled it off and then it died. Akavin mahalo matir chom mosrim, which by the way works like Rabbi Yossi, right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, what was aitir akavin halal ela b'saar b'chor balmum shashar v'nichov b'chalon. It's only a case where it fell out and you put it in the window. V'acharkach shchato. Again, just like we had in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says the machloket is about a case where you subsequently slaughtered it, whereas Tanakama, we don't yet know who that is, says that it's in a case where it died. Now, Amar Rabbi Yossi, who we think is the same as Tanakama, who's what Tanakama said seems to represent Rabbi Yossi, Modeh Abba Chalafta, meaning my father, Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, agrees, Bezeshu Mutar. In a case of Shechita, even Rabbanan say it's Mutar. Why should you leave the wool in the window? Because maybe you'll end up finding a mum. Shchato divra kol mutar. If you shechted it, we all agree it's mutar. The machloket is about mate. Now the question about this Tosefta, that's the end of the Tosefta, Rabbi Yossi had a Tanakama. As we saw, Tanakama seems to say the same as Rabbi Yossi, as we know from earlier, and then Rabbi Yossi repeats himself that the machloket is about mate. So where do they disagree? They must disagree about a case where, and this is our proposal, that the statement of Rish Lakish is subject to this machloket, that Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama disagree about whether or not a mumcha had to see it first. That Tanakama savar hitiro mumcha in v'ilo lo. And take a look at the language of Tanakama, b'chor balmum shtashmenu, meaning it's already been approved as a balmum. And Rata Rabbi Yossi, the member Rabbi Yossi, comes after Rabbi Yehuda to say, "Afagav de lo tiro mumche." That even if a mumche didn't yet check it, and that's why he uses the language "inichenu b'chalon shemay yish tikva," because he means you have an animal that maybe is a balmum, and the hair fell out, the wool fell out. Let it sit, because maybe you'll get it approved afterwards, and then you'll be able to use it. Which means that he says, even if the mumche didn't check it. Alright, so Amar Rav, that's what we think. So we think that Rish Lakish's statement would really be opposed by Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav, lo, the kuli alma itiro mumcha in ilo itiro lo. Everybody will agree with Rish Lakish's analysis. V'shalosh machloka b'davar, and how do we analyze the Tosefta? There's three positions, that's clear. Tanakama savar, he says, pligi mamet v'hu adin l'shachto. Rabbi Tanakama's position is that Akam mahalan chachamim of our Mishnah really disagree in both cases. Mate or shchato, the machloket just runs straight down the line. V'haidikam epalgim a mate, so in Tanakama's presentation, why do they disagree about a case where it died without shchita? De'acha kocho de'akavya, to show you how far akavya is willing to go, to say that even if it dropped dead on its own, it's still mutar. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, "B'meit divra kol asur." Everybody agrees it's asur if it dropped dead. Ki pligi b'shchato. The machloket is b'shchato, as we saw in the Mishnah. V'at Rabbi Yossi, the member Yossi says, "No, b'shchato divra kol mutar. Ki pligi b'meit." So Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda are exactly like our Mishnah, and Tanakhama comes in and says, the machloket is in both cases, and the reason that I framed the machloket as being about mate is to show you how far Kaviyah is willing to go to be matir even in that case. Okay, so we rejected this proposal that Rish Lakish's statement is subject to a machloket, and rather said everybody will agree that hitiro mumche is a sine qua non for this case, and the issue between these three opinions is whether the machloket is in both, or only in mate, or only in shochet. Amram Nachman, Amachat Rabbi Yehuda, huyot nan v'chirta kavatei. Bechirta is a nickname they had for Masechet Eduyot, and anything that was taught in Masechet Eduyot, which according to tradition was all taught and approved on the famous day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the head of the Sanhedrin, look at Brachot of Chafchet, that anything taught in there is halacha, is the final ruling. So therefore he says the halacha does follow Rabbi Yehuda because the Mishnah in Eduyot supports his position. Let's see. None. There's a Mishnah in Eduyot. Say, Arbachor Balmum Shinashar. If you have the hair, the wool of a b'chor bal mum, and it fell out. V'nichol b'chalon, again, you put it in the window. It did not stay next to the animal. V'char kach shchato, and they did shchita. V'chachamah matir, v'chachamah mosrim, which is exactly the Rabbi Yehuda's position. V'chachamah yitzchak manitin namideik. I could prove it to you from our Mishnah also. That none, in the end of our Mishnah, we said, semra medudal b'chor, when you have the wool that's hanging loose, et shenirei magiza mutar, et sheno nirei asur. If it looks to be part of the giza after the animal dies, then it's mutar. If not, not. Now, Mani, who could offer such a statement? Elim Rabbi Yossi, if you think it's Rabbi Yossi, uvamai, so then what's the case? Elim Rabbi Shchato, it's a case where you shechted it. But Akavim and Rabbanan, Elim Yitzhashari, both Akavim and Mahalo and Rabbanan say it's mutter, it doesn't have to look like anything. It could be, with the wool, with not the, not with the wool, even if it was on the window, it would be mutar. It must be that it dropped dead. So Ve'i Rabbanan, if it's Rabbanan, Elim Yitzhashari, so Asri, they would say it's Asri, whether or not it was looking like part of the wool or not. According to Akavya, you should have the opposite phrasing, which is nirei megiza asur. That if it looks to be part of the giza, then it's asur. But the mita ka asur le, because when it died, that asured this giza. Eino nirei megiza, but if it's clear that it was already separated out, then mutar to be karatolish, because it was clearly pulled out earlier. And according to Kamim Halel, if you shechted it, as all go to Rabbi Yossi, it's mutar. So there's no way that Rabbi Yossi could be the author of that last statement in the Mishnah, because any possible lukimta and any possible authority won't work according to him. It must be that the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore that seems to show us that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, by organizing that and putting it that way, was confirming Rabbi Yehuda's take on the Machloket. Now let's see, Uvamai, what's the case in the Seif according to Rabbi Yehuda? If it's a case where the animal dropped dead, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees it's Asur. So that can't be it. Elav v'nishchata. It must be a case where he shechted it. V'akavya idi mishoshari. According to Akavya, whether it looks like it's part of the wool or not, it's still mutar. Because if you shechted it, then all the wool's mutar. Elav rabbanan he. It must be rabbanan. Ushvamina b'shchato pligi shvamina. It must be that the machloket is b'shchato. And rabbanan would say asur, but rabbanan would say asur only as a gzera. And therefore, if afterwards it looks like it's still part of the wool, then it's mutar. But if it looks like it's separated earlier, then it's basur as the gzera shemi yashanu. Okay, bar Rabbi Yanai. Hatolish tzemer me olat v'mamahu. What if you have an olah? Forget about b'chor for a minute. What if you have a korban olah and it doesn't have a mum, and you pull out wool from it? Now, is that wool mutar? Not now, but after you shechted it. Tolish me korban d'shari. What, you're allowed to pull it out? El tzemer shenit lash me olat v'mamahu. What if it fell out on its own? The chatat v'yasham lo tibar lach. I'm not asking about a chatat nasham. The kevin l'chapar atu lo mashulu. There's no reason to make a gzera there. Remember, you didn't do anything asur. The only question is, are we going to make a gzera that once stuff falls out, you may not bring the korban right away and wait for more stuff to fall out? With a chatat nasham, you want to get kapara right away. You're not going to let it wait. So there's no reason to make such a gzera. The bechor maaser nami, I'm not asking about a bechor maaser, because the kevin lava kapara atu mashula. And this is according to Rabbanan, of course. Since it's not coming for kapara, you're going to let it sit around for another few months and let more hair, more wool fall out. And therefore, we will make the gzera. The question is Ola, which is sort of in the middle. Kevan Kaparaati, essentially an Ola is not coming for Kapara, so Mashila, you might keep it around. Odilma Kevan to Ola Nam Machapra Ase, but since an Ola is Machaper on an Ase, Lo Mashila, Therefore, he won't keep it around because there is some kapara, as we saw in Zvachim, korban olah is machatpara and mitzvot aseh, and lotas shishin takla aseh, and all things you don't get other punishments for. So, toshma, let's see, atoleh samim b'chor tam, pishin olah b'mu mishchato asur. If you pull out hair from a b'chor tam, wool from a b'chor tam, even though you later get a mum, when you shechted it's asur, tam and itoleish, that's only because you pulled it out. Hanit la shari, if it fell out on its own, it's mutar. V'choshiket olah delo mashilan, certainly an olah that fell out on its own should be mutar. The answer is no. Hu adina filin lashnami asur. When the Braita says toleish, it's true, even if it falls out on its own, it's asur. You can't make that diuk. V'haidik tani toleish, the reason it said toleish is lodiya hakocho de akavya, to show you akavya's extent, to be balmum afilu betoleish nami shari. Even if you pulled it out on your own, if it's a balmum, it's mutar. I vana nashar tanan. Our Mishnah says nashar if it fell out on its own. So tana nashar lecha kochan de rabbanan. Our Mishnah used nashar to show you how far the rabbanan will go to say even if it fell out on its own, it's still asur. Tana toleish lo deacha kochod da kavya. And in the Braita, they said toleish to show you how far a kavya will go to say even if you pull it out on its own, it's still mutar. Which means, by the way, we do not distinguish between pulling it out as an act or having it fall out on its own. The positions remain consistent. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was Semer Medul. What does it mean to have the wool look like it's not part of the Gizah? If the roots are facing up, so it's out and the roots are facing up, so it's clearly already been disconnected. When you take the Gizah and kind of mash it down, it doesn't mash with it. So why didn't Rish Lakish like that one? Because all Gizah has some hard little strands that stick out and it won't mash with it. The fact that it doesn't mash with it doesn't prove that it is really separated. Okay. We have, Baruch Hashem, completed our study of the third parak. In the next podcast, we will begin with our study of the fourth parak, which is has a lot of interesting, tangential and broad issues about Riyat Mumim. But in the meantime, I wish everybody a wonderful day.